This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Today, I'm speaking to Bruce Bueno de Mesquita. Dr. de Mesquita is the author of The Predictioner's Game, the Silver Professor of Politics at New York University, a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, and according to Foreign Policy magazine, one of the 10 most influential political scientists in the foreign policy arena. A lot of what I've read about your work and your material and your presentations is that, see, life is a game, and the word game comes up a lot. It sounds fun, but it can also be scary. I'm just wondering if you could explain what you mean by that.
Sure. I mean, people use things like they're gaming the system and so forth very casually. I take that very seriously. Mm-hmm. Games are just strategic interactions. They're people dealing with each other, trying to anticipate how the other person will react if you do this or you do that, trying to work out what's the best thing to do. So, pretty much all of life is social interaction, and so all of life is a game, or many games, actually.
Right. So the other interesting thing that came from your TED Talk is you said most complicated negotiations are actually predictable. I was wondering if you could just explain a bit of what you meant by that.
Yeah, once you identify what it is that people say they want, not necessarily what they really want, but what they say they want, you can work backwards to what would be the safest position for them to take, what would be the riskiest position for them to take. And so you can begin to build a system to infer what are they likely to do in interacting with others, and since they're pursuing their self-interest and everybody else is pursuing their self-interest, they become quite predictable. I have modeled thousands of negotiations, trivial things, very big things, I get about 90% of them right, so apparently they're quite predictable.
Right.
People are not as mysterious as we like to think.
How do people react when you mention that? Because I sense from different corners, as you must too, a resistance. People want to think that they're special and unique. And how do you respond to that?
Yeah, people are skeptical, but there's a track record. And, if you believe in data analysis, then look at the data.
Yeah.
See the evidence.
But I guess if you're in a business scenario, you're going to need that. You know, if you could say, I can predict 90% accuracy what's going to happen in your particular market, like that would be welcome.
Well, you would think. So I find it a much easier sell, so to speak, in my consulting services in the private sector than in the public sector where there's not a bottom line. Mm-hmm. I don't do market research. I don't predict markets. But I do predict very complex problems in, for example, legislative environments, regulatory environments, litigation, mergers and acquisitions. Mm-hmm. But the accuracy rate is higher in those cases because the people I'm working with have pretty high quality data. They know their problem. They just don't know. They don't have a method for working out from the data where things are headed. And they're much more receptive because they do have a bottom line.
Right. Well, let's go into that method now. You said that regardless of the topic or the outcome that you're looking at, there are a couple of core elements that you need to look at in your model. I was wondering if you could just explain those for us.
So first of all, people almost never come to me with a question that is a modelable question. They'll come to me in the government context and say, well, is Pakistan going to be stable?
Right.
I model decisions. Nobody sits around and decides, what do you think? Should we be stable this year or this is a good year to be unstable? Mm-hmm. So I backtrack, say, all right, well, why are you concerned about stability? What are the specific issues? Or somebody will come to me about a litigation. Mm-hmm. Should we settle or should we fight it? Well, I'm first of all not an attorney, and second of all, the answer to that question depends on, well, what will the settlement look like? And so let's talk about what the issues are that need to be settled. Those are things about which decisions have to be made. So once we've framed what are the questions that require decisions, then all I need to know is, who are the players? Who's going to try to influence the decision? Mm-hmm. Not just who's sitting at the table to sign a piece of paper, but the people down the line who'll try to influence it.
Right.
What do they say they want? How influential could they be if they tried as hard as they could? Mm-hmm. How focused are they on the problem? That is, How willing are they to try hard? Mm-hmm. How willing are they to drop what they're doing when the issue comes up rather right. than something else? And how flexible are they? How committed are they to coming to an agreement as being the important outcome, even if it's not the agreement mm-hmm. they want, versus how resolved are they to stick to the position they believe in, even if it means going down in a blaze of glory, getting mm-hmm. nothing? Most people, of course, fall in between.
Right.
So if you know flexibility, focus, influence, position, mm-hmm. It turns out you can... You can mm-hmm. predict how people will interact with each other, who's willing to make more compromise, who's mm-hmm. more rigid, who's bluffing, who's not bluffing. And you can, A, work out where things are headed, and B, more importantly, you can then step back and work out ways to engineer mm-hmm. getting a better result.
Right. These are obviously things that you can model.
Yes. People know these data if mm-hmm. this is a problem they focus on. Typically, the problem that people have is they know too much data, not mm-hmm. too little. It's that they're caught up in a lot of variables that are irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And so they don't cut to the chase and see the fundamentals of the mm-hmm. problem. It's very much the same problem, of course, in statistical analysis. You know, you pack the kitchen sink into a statistical model, mm-hmm. you can explain an awful lot of variance, yeah. but you're not going to do very well
right.
out of sample.
Right, right. What are you working on now? What predictions, what can you talk about that people are coming at you with?
Well, first of all, prediction and this model is not my main research area.
Okay.
Hasn't been for quite a while, although mm-hmm. I have spent the last few years designing a new forecasting model, which has this flexibility variable in it and is mm-hmm. much more powerful than my old model. But my main research is on how governance institutions, whether in governments mm-hmm. or in corporations or in families or in clubs or whatever, shape incentives and mm-hmm. affect whether or not the leaders of an organization keep their jobs for a long time or a short time,
okay.
govern well from the perspective of, so to speak, their citizens, or mm-hmm. govern poorly. Basically, what these models indicate is that the worse the job that you do in quality of governance for a broad set of people, and mm-hmm. the fewer people who you depend on to stay in power, the more likely you are to stay in power for a long time.
So a bad job with few people reporting to you.
Bad policy is often good politics,
right.
sad to say. And that model has been applied to some quite concrete, real practical problems, such mm-hmm. as predicting corporate securities fraud, and
right.
has been very successful at that. So that's my main avenue of research right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing quite a bit of predictive work as well for clients, and I can't tell you about any of that. Sorry.
That's perfectly great. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Excellent.
You can learn more about Dr. DeMesquita's ideas at PredictioneersGame.com.
IBM Cognos Forum and SPSS Directions are now Business Analytics Forum. See the future of decision-making at our new annual conference for Cognos and SPSS customers, October 24th to 27th at the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. Register before August 1st and save $500. Learn more at ibm.com/events/BA Forum. From business intelligence to business analytics and all points in between, this is BI Radio.